for some in the running community, Oregon is the epicenter of the sport. Eugene is known as Tracktown USA. It's where the legendary runner Steve Prefontaine grew up. Now a teen in Ashland is one of the fastest high school runners in the country. As Jefferson Public Radio's Eric Newman reports, he's helping carry on Oregon's running legacy.
At the State of Jefferson Cross Country meet in Ashland's Lithia Park, the tangy smell of trampled grass is in the air. Lanky teenagers are sprinting the last few hundred yards to the finish line as parents and classmates cheer from the edge of the course. One of the runners is EJ Holland. He's getting ready to run the 5K with his cross country team from Ashland High School. But when I talk to him, he says what he really likes is solo racing.
I love, you know, going fast and the amount of individual strategy that track has, especially in like the middle and long distances.
Holland is an 18-year-old senior at Ashland High. He's been running at a competitive level for the past few years. Recently, he had some exceptional times. He's among the top three in high school state history for the 1500 meters and fourth all time in state history for the 3000. And even though it's high school, that's a big deal.
In the 3K, there are three guys faster than me for high school in the state of Oregon, and that is Galen Rupp, who is a Olympic silver medalist in the 10,000 meters, Steve Prefontaine, and then another man named Eric Logston.
Those ranks, including Prefontaine, one of America's most famous runners, ranks Holland as one of the best in the nation for his age group. Hans Foskus is directing runners during today's cross-country meet. He coaches running at Ashland High School.
If you look at Oregon history, it's extremely strong, Prefontaine on down. And EJ is in the mix.
Holland's success goes beyond Oregon, according to Jack Shepard. He's the boys' high school editor with Track and Field News. He's been ranking high school track stats for 50 years. Shepard says at the high school level, Oregon doesn't necessarily have better runners than any other state. But he says Holland is defining himself nationally.
In the high school scene itself, he has already emerged. He's one of the top five distance runners in the nation.
But Shepard says it's hard to make any predictions about high school athletes. It's a time when their bodies change by the year, so it's hard to tell how far they'll go.
There are so many Olympians who, when you look back, we either do not have them at all on our list, or they're way down at the bottom of the list.
For Holland, it's taken dedication for him and his whole family to get to where he is now. Here's EJ's dad, Neil.
When we go on vacation, we go on vacations where he can run, maybe up in the mountains, where we go to Flagstaff at spring break.
In recent years, when it's been smoky from Oregon's wildfires, they've had to change that training regimen.
My dad and I were making trips well over an hour long, in 2 to 3 hour round trips, just for me to go run for 45 minutes.
All that training is paying off. Last month, Holland announced he'll be following in the footsteps of Steve Prefontaine running for the University of Oregon's track and cross-country teams. He says going to U of O means more than just representing his home state.
I could, you know, go and be a part of this great tradition, and that was definitely something in the back of my mind that I was like, oh, this would be really cool.
At Lithia Park in downtown Ashland, Holland and his teammates are bunched together at the start line for the 5K. He's standing alongside other high schoolers wearing purple, yellow, and red jerseys. And he's off. For Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Newman.